What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.
Steadfast in my opinion on this being a terrible fight between Mayweather and McGregor, I would still love to see the spectacle.
Sure. Come on.
I'd love to be there in person and see the spectacle as much as I cannot
and
stand.
You've never been to Vegas, is that correct?
No, I've been to Vegas.
Oh, you've been to Vegas, okay.
Yeah, I went to Vegas with a couple of people that work here still, one that doesn't, but I went with Mark Melusis, Sal Licata, who doesn't work here any longer, and Brian Monzo.
Oh.
Those are the guys I went with.
Okay.
Yep, that's right. All the way back in like 2006.
Good experience?
Yeah, it was okay. We saw a then alive Manute Bol in one of the clubs.
Oh.
He had a table. Yeah, that was pretty cool. Took a picture with him. And that was the day before, you know, the day. The day, it was before the day of cell phone smart cameras, like everybody having good pictures on there. So it's like an actual picture we took and had developed.
With an actual camera.
Yeah, with an actual camera.
Yeah,
yeah, believe
Remember
it or not.
Remember how long it used to take to process things back in the day?
You go to like a CVS or something and get them printed out.
Yeah. No, it's just instantaneous.
No, it's just crazy. Yeah. So we've talked a lot about social issues this week on the show. And I am happy to see that some of the things that we have said on this program, others are saying, not saying that they're getting it from us. I'm not implying that. What I'm saying is that the thought process that I believe that we have with this, that at times can be reasonable, is being used by other players who actually can do a lot about this. And Michael Bennett is one of those guys. And this is something that you've said many times before Michael Bennett came out and said it yesterday. He said that it would take a white player to really get things changed, because when somebody from the other side understands and they step up and they speak up about it, it would change the whole conversation. Because when you bring somebody who doesn't have to be a part of the conversation, make himself vulnerable in front of it, I think when that happens, things will really take a jump, end quote. And since the Colin Kaepernick issue, and that happened a long time ago now, I've heard you say that several times, that would be a huge catalyst in making sure that message resonates a lot more than it's resonating right now.
Well, all you have to do is just go back and look at the videos and pictures from the civil rights movement in the 50s and 60s, and you saw a diverse group of folks protesting, from Native Americans, black, white, Jewish, different faiths, that participated in that groundswell of protest that helped change and get rights for blacks to vote and move this country forward. So it's going to take that once again when you have issues of racial inequality and social injustice, because this is not a black-white problem. This is a societal problem. Everyone needs to be in tune to this. Everyone needs to be involved and be on the right side of this. You look at what happened there at Charlottesville. The young lady lost her life, Heather Heyer, Caucasian lady. So you saw a diverse group there in Charlottesville that was pushing back against the neo-Nazis, the bigotry. Then that's what it's going to take, essentially, for all of us to come together, no matter what color, what creed, ethnicity. You have to be on the right side of this argument and help push back and make sure we deter those who are on the wrong side.
Malcolm Jenkins of the Philadelphia Eagles, who is someone that's very, very intelligent. If you ever listen to him speak in interviews, he's a guy that when he speaks, you really want to listen to what he has to say. I've heard him do some local sports talk in Philadelphia, and he's just great. I mean, he's great on the air, and he's a really thoughtful person. Well, he's been raising his hand, and he raised his hand last night in the preseason game during the anthem.
Raising the fist
up in the air, rather, I should say, fist up in the air. And Chris Long went ahead and put his arm around Malcolm Jenkins while he was doing that, and then Chris Long spoke about it after the game, saying this was something that he felt like he wanted to do.
It was a hard week for everybody. I think it's not just a hard week for somebody being from Charlottesville. It was a tough week for America, and like, really, I've heard a lot of people say, you know, you need white athletes to get involved in the anthem protest. I've said before I'll never kneel for an anthem because the flag means something different to everybody in this country. But I support my peers, and if you don't see why you need allies for people that are fighting for equality right now, I don't think you'll ever see it. So, you know, my thing is this, you know, Malcolm's a leader, and I'm here to show support as a white athlete.
And there's a lot in there that I really agree with, and I think that on one hand, I'm happy because there's a lot of positives moving forward. I really do believe that there's more people that are understanding the message that is trying to get across. There's more people that, after Charlottesville, are thinking, man, okay, you know, there is something that we need to talk about here. What can I do? But it also makes me angrier for the Colin Kaepernick situation, because here's a guy now who started these peaceful protests during the anthem of NFL games that has not been signed because he's deemed a headache, where now we're seeing this stuff happening in the NFL and it's being accepted and people are more accepting of it, and you have other teammates that are supporting the guys who are doing it, and still this guy's out of a job because he was the first to do it. It's truly infuriating, but there is a lot of positive in what's happening.
Well,
right,
yeah,
now
you're seeing more people step up to the forefront, and Chris Long has been doing this for a while now, so he's not new to this. And so he said something that the argument we've been making from day one when this first started, was that flag has dual meaning, and it's unfortunate, but that's our history. And please, those who are now sympathizing with the Confederacy and our big opponents of these statues coming down, please stop with this just terrible argument that you're deleting history. No, you're not. You can put those damn statues in a museum somewhere where we hold other evil items. You know, they're part of history. You won't forget about them.
Evil item museum.
Yeah,
I like
go.
That.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that history's not going to go away, and you don't need a statue to remind you of that. There's a place for them to go. So that argument is a bunch of bulldokey. But Chris Long,
what would be the best exhibit at the evil item museum? 855-21. No. I'm not. I'm sorry.
The damn robot umpire.
The stapler that you threw.
Just say no to robots.
That was just evil intent.
Right? I'm sorry to make light of a serious thing, but it was too funny for me. I'm just thinking, welcome to the Evil Item Museum. Well, step right up here.
It's just a crazy argument. You're deleting history.
Like, yeah.
You can't walk by that statue every day and bow to it. Yeah, come on.
Yeah.
Give me a break. So, Chris Long is doing his part. There have been others who've stated the same. Now, I don't know if it's necessarily acceptable, but there are guys who are feeling somewhat more comfortable letting their opinions be known.
Yeah.
What?
I was just having a conversation with Mikey B. What would be in the Evil Item Museum gift shop? And I had a couple of good ones.
Oh, I'm sure there are a multitude of options there, right?
Marshawn Lynch is back at it, mm-hmm. always making news when he talks. And, of course, sitting on a cooler during the national anthem, that was news unto itself.
He was eating as well, someone pointed out to me.
Was he eating?
I didn't notice that.
I didn't notice that either. But I'll believe it, because why not?
I mean, it doesn't matter. He was sitting. It doesn't matter. Was he eating?
Yeah,
does that make it even more egregious in some people's eyes?
So this is Marshawn Lynch when he was being asked about all the anthem protests and his specific protests. This is what he had to say.
I think that elephant just left the room because a little mouse ran in here. Didn't they say elephants are scared of mouses or something? Them left, cousin.
So that's the elephant in the room?
Yeah, you
and
gone.
He dodges the questions?
He's gone.
And then that's that. So Marshawn Lynch will not talk about your damn anthem questions. He's not going to answer them. He's going to give you an elephant in the room take, and then he's going to curse. And that'll be it.
Elephant gone, player.
Now, I don't like these comparisons all the time. Like, what if this person did this or what if that person did that? But I feel like it's fitting here. You know, if Colin Kaepernick last year during a press conference answered a question just like that, he would be even more reviled than he already is.
Yeah.
But Marshawn Lynch, because he's funny.
That's his persona. He's
we
always
like
been that.
And he eats the Skittles, the Marshawn Lynch. Yeah. We like that guy. Oh, boy. Hey, beast mode. We like beast mode, too. He runs over people. And I saw him one time. He was riding a camel in a video. And then he was riding a little bicycle. And he's funny, Marshawn Lynch. So we could take whatever he wants or whatever he does, and we like it. But Colin Kaepernick, oh, boy. Better watch out for him. That guy.
He's threatening.
He is.
That afro.
Oh, boo.
Poke your eye.
Boo hiss. I tell you. You're doing something different with your hair, by the way? Because I noticed before you left, you are, aren't you? You did.
What?
But when you were doing the TV shows, you definitely put something in it. And now you did. I know you did. You put something in it.
You're
to
doing
make
something different with your hair. I have a new gel my barber is putting on. Yeah.
I knew it.
Makes me look like I have a jerry curl, man.
Yeah, yeah. Because I didn't want to say anything at the time, but it's not in
That's
today.
Right. Don't broach that topic. Don't ask the brother about his afro. Okay?
No, I'm not doing that.
I know.
I was doing it just as I would have said it to anybody.
You're right.
Yeah, I was right.
Exactly. New stuff. My barber's been trying to get me to use it forever. Well, at least the last year, so I finally allowed him to apply some, and I dig it.
No, it did. Yeah. And now, because now you're back to the other, well, you didn't put any in today.
I don't
right?
need it. I'm going straight to yoga, so I don't need that dripping in my eyes.
So I think it looks good when you put the stuff in.
Thank you.
Not that you look bad today. Cause
I'm digging it as well.
But I think it looks good. You look a little more sleek, man.
Oh, you know? Yeah.
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 If there's any, we don't have any pre-show videos any longer. Brian quit that.
Yeah, I quit.
But I was going to say, you could look back on his hair. You'll do it, I'm sure, when you have to do TV shows.
Yeah,
you see that
I
hair
had it
again.
On. Yeah.
Had it on. What is it, a wig?
I mean, I used some on the shows last week. I'll use some on the shows moving forward.
Well, why didn't you put it in today for Steven Espinosa?
Because I'm going straight to yoga after this, man. Okay. I can't have it.
All right.
Stuff in your hair. And I need to dress? Should have worn a suit as well.
Yeah.
Should have been more professional.
Yeah, I mean, I put on a tuxedo today.
Tag team Steven Espinosa. Tag team.
You know what happens, though? Every time we really build up a guest, and Steven Espinosa, if you've never heard of him, is the head of Showtime Sports, and we're going to try to kiss his ass all the way to Las Vegas. But when we build up a guest like this much, we talk about it throughout the show, every single time we do that, the person doesn't come on. Outside of Nick Saban. Nick Saban actually came on. But Tiffany, we talked about that for a week and a half, and she didn't come on. So now I'm thinking maybe I should stop promoting Steven Espinosa and talking about him so much.
Man.
You brought a gift in for him.
It was just Tiffany. And if he doesn't show, that'll be a gift for us.
What? You weren't supposed to say that.
Yeah, you fool.
I was out of the room before. I didn't know. I got
you
rid of it.
You weren't out of the room. You were here the whole time. What are you talking about? You're out of the room. He ended up dumping it. He dumped it.
Oh,
so nobody heard what the gift was.
Okay.
So we could play it up. You didn't need to dump it, by the way, but he did.
No, for real. I was out.
You were not out.
And then I was looking for robot sounds. I'm being serious. I spent like 10 minutes searching for robots.
I'd take the robot right now.
So what people don't get probably right, what just happened was we were building up the Brian Jones gift the whole morning and keeping it a secret. And then Mikey B just blurted out what it was on the air. Now, nobody heard it because he ended up dumping it. Thank goodness, I guess. But, jeez.
Boy, you mess up a wet dream.
I'm being serious. I'm not saying it was
too.
Right, but I did not hear that.
Well, we'll move on from Mikey B, who's one of your least favorite people, to someone I know you like in Donald
who's
Trump. So, Kevin Durant and the Warriors, doesn't sound like they're going to go to the White House.
No. Well, KD definitely isn't.
Yeah.
And he thinks he knows his teammates and their feelings, so it doesn't seem like they will be either. And the invite has not been extended, and I'm sure it won't be. After these comments.
Well, that's key. And I'm glad you brought that up because that was going to be my next point was in order to decline going to the White House, you have to be invited. And when you're publicly saying you're not going to go, well, chances are you're not going to be invited either. So this was a big talking point right after the championship when they won their second one. And they hadn't made a decision, it seemed like that. But Kevin Durant said, I don't agree with what he agrees with, so my voice is going to be heard. by not doing that. That's just me personally, but I know my guys well enough. They'll all agree with me for us to move forward. We need more athletes and people of influence to come out and speak. It's huge for us. It's huge for sports. It's huge for the influence we have because we're leaders at the end of the day. It feels good to see my brothers in the NBA and across sports speaking out. So there's the Kevin Durant quote, and we'll move on from that.
And you read it so well.
I did.
Yes.
It was very convenient. It was right there on the screen.
A robot could not have done that.
No, without a doubt,
I mean, it could have done it, but it would have been herky-jerky.
I don't have to worry about a robot taking our jobs.
No?
No, I can. Sure. That I know. I mean, the whole business of radio. Radio might disappear.
It can build anything, man.
No.
It can build a GO and a Jones.
No, they wouldn't do that. I don't believe that they will.
Yeah.
So I think that we'll be safe.
Soul Brother number one robot.
Well, if they can do that, start building it now for 2018. We're coming right back.
Listen to Tiki and Tierney for your chance to win tickets to see Guns N' Roses exclusively on CBS Sports Radio.
This weekend's race is at the Bristol Motor Speedway for the Bass Pro Shops NRA Night Race.
Stay woke! You will stay woke at a NASCAR race because it's pretty loud. Yeah. Bristol Motor Speedway is a big son of a gun. Remember they had the football game in there last year?
Yeah.
Tennessee and Vontae didn't like that so much. But I love some beating and banging at Bristol Motor Speedway. I got the race winner right last week, didn't I? Wasn't that Michigan? Kyle Larson? I think I got it right. Y'all need to recognize.
I wasn't here, so I don't know.
You were here.
Neither was Brad.
Y'all need to recognize. I got it right. I'm going to get it right this week. So my favorites are Kevin Harvick, Jimmy Johnson, and since Kevin Harvick called him out, Dale Jr. He's won there before.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome, man.
That's it. That was very awesome, huh?
I'm rooting for you.
Yeah.
Advance Auto Parts introduces Speed Perks. Spend $100 and get $20 off your next qualified purchase. No cards to carry. No points to keep track of. No nonsense.
Mm-mm.
Last hour, we debuted the Brad Heller R&B update because we found out that the only thing he likes in this world is 90s R&B music. So
it's not the only thing.
It's the only thing that cheers him up.
What else do you like?
Damn, that's not a trick question.
That's probably just not his army.
See, I
know.
Wow. No, there are other things. I don't
know. Like
THC. You read my mind.
Oh, women?
Yeah.
Well, we don't profile anymore.
Of course.
We don't know.
Of course.
Food?
Food.
Okay.
Breakfast. I'm a big breakfast guy.
That's right. We had this conversation. Ham, egg, and cheese, all right, on a bagel.
Yeah, he's bacon,
egg, Gio's and cheese.
Bacon, egg, and cheese on the ham, egg, and cheese.
Yeah, we had this conversation. We've had our common ground there yesterday.
We're like best friends now.
Yeah, no, really, this week has been great for our relationship. I'd have to agree. All right, so I thought maybe we'd just do it once, the R&B bed underneath Brad, but it sounded so good that we have to keep going.
Right.
So Brad's going to give
I've
you
never the... sounded better.
I would agree with that.
It is true.
A little Puff Daddy beat underneath or whatever, you know?
Well, you don't pick the music. We got you covered.
Yeah, we do. So,
all right, you just do the update. Let us handle the track.
Yes, sir.
Damn it.
Here he is once again with sports.
It's not robots, right? Oh. Puff Daddy right on cue, right?
No, this is 112 Peaches and
but
Cream.
Produced right? by Puff
produced
Daddy,
by
right?
Puff Daddy.
Well, excuse me.
Gio, let us handle this, okay?
All right, I'll step out of the way for the brothers here. All right, very good.
Wow. Let the brothers handle this. We got
that
the
was unbelievable. Brad's like, well, produced.
Nice. I mean, there weren't many options in the 90s, right? Jermaine Dupri or... Puff Daddy for the R&B, I
right.
guess, right?
Yeah, Suge Knight. I guess he was still
Teddy Riley, a little bit of Teddy Riley.
Yep. Yeah. Terry Jam, Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis. Remember them?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Big time
crushing Janet Jackson hits left and right.
Yeah.
All right, Pete, start over Peaches and Cream. Start over Peaches
Janet
and Cream.
Janet had a great album in the 90s.
Well, she had a
Get
few.
Get Lonely.
She had a few of them.
Get Lonely, yeah.
Yeah.
Saw her in New Orleans. She was Janet.
I saw her in... I saw her in concert at the Nassau Coliseum.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. I should stop talking.
Yeah. No.
Here we go.
Here we go. All right. Only week two of the NFL preseason, guys, and there is a quarterback controversy in Jacksonville. Blake Bortles or Chad Henne. Bortles heard the boos after going 8 of 13 for 65 yards and the Jaguars' 12-8 loss to the Buccaneers.
Whether you say it or not, I think at any position in the NFL, it's an open competition every single day. If there's a guy better than you that's not playing, he's going to play. And I think you have to go earn the right to start at your position.
And he wasn't much better, 6 of 10 for 44 yards. Also last night, Jay Cutler's Dolphins debut, 3 of 6, 24 yards. He played two series. Dolphins were crushed by the Ravens, 31-7. Bills fell to the Eagles, 20-16. Tyrod Taylor was picked off twice. Raiders corner Sean Smith was arrested. He faces felony assault charges after being accused of beating his sister's boyfriend last month. Baseball, four straight wins for the Texas Rangers. They've come from behind in each one.
This next pitch is hit high and deep by Mazzara toward the Ranger bullpen. Engel racing back. He's at the wall. This one's gone.
That was the tie-breaking three-run home run by Nomar Mazzara. He had five RBIs. Eric Nadel, the call. Rangers Radio Network. Texas gets back to 500, a 9-8 win over the White Sox. Elsewhere, the Yankees finishing off a four-game Subway Series sweep.
2-2 is swung on, hit in the air to deep left center field. Back goes Conforto, and she is gone! Over the 370, over the stands. A three-run home run for Sanchez. What a beginning for the Yanks.
John Sterling, the first inning call. He might have, yeah.
It sounded like he called him Conforto.
Yeah.
All right.
Michael Bivens wouldn't say Conforto.
That's poison. You know what I mean?
John Sterling called that first inning. WFAN in New York, Yankees beat the Mets 7-5. Yankees are four games behind the Red Sox in the AL East. Those two meet at Fenway Park tonight. The Cubs hit six home runs, erased a 9-1 deficit and still lost 13-10 to the Reds at Wrigley. Chicago's lead in the NL Central down to one game on the idle Brewers. A game and a half on the Cardinals to beat the Pirates 11-7. The West Coast scores not Nationals beat the Padres 2-1 and the Giants over the Phillies 5-4. Gentlemen.
All right, Brad.
This is a good tune, too.
Oh, great. This is an anthem, dude.
Loved it.
Bill Bib DeBoe.
As I've said many times, there's things in Brian's brain that just have been dormant for a while, experiences that he's had, and then all of a sudden he blurts them out. Like, wow, I'm surprised it's the first time that we've heard that from you, whether it was the movie he was in or the Coolio video he was in or Playgirl or whatever it was. And there was another one that you just told me about that you were in a Gene ad with Keith Sweat.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I mean, what the hell?
Wentworth.
How the hell did that happen?
That's what dreams are made of right there.
There you go. Through PR folks. They somehow hooked us up. Knew I had an interest in acting and all that stuff. And
so was you and Keith Sweat modeling off jeans?
Yeah. Company called Wentworth. They went somewhere else.
They went and
had no worth. Yeah.
Wow.
So, yeah, man, it was cool. We did a photo shoot out in L.A., different spots, and... Cool, I have to find that post. I think it's still out in L.A. This is when I was wearing the ball here.
Are you Google imaging this right now, Mike?
Wentworth, W-E-N-T, Worth. So, yeah, you're going to have to spell it for him.
You're going to have to spell Worth for
him. Yeah, dog. Me and Kay Sweat.
I just want to know what else is in that head of yours.
I have stuff will pop out.
You know what brings it out? 90s R&B.
It does. It is
telling
true.
You.
Yeah, that triggered that. You're right.
Brad,
yeah.
You ever see the Brian Jones Playgirl spread?
I have not. I've heard a lot about it.
Oh, you have? You really?
Yeah.
You've heard a lot
you
about it?
You don't need to see it either.
Okay.
Bye.
Don't get angry now,
I'm not
Brad.
Getting angry.
I mean, you're getting angry at Brad. You just said bye to Brad. He hasn't done anything, man.
He cruised to Alaska with my boo.
That was in the interview portion.
I said
that.
Russ. Ruff Wentworth. I'm sorry. I don't know why I said Russ, but Ruff. R-U-F-F.
Ruff. Ruff.
Wentworth, I believe.
Wentworth.
Was the name of the clothing line.
Keith Sweat, Brian Jones, Ruff Wentworth, yeah. Google image. If that comes up and we have that picture, that would be amazing.
Big, bad DJ.
The references that are coming up today are just blowing my mind.
Yes. Well, we still have an hour and a half to go. So who knows where we go from here. All right, Brad.
All right,
we'll talk to you in a little bit. Mikey B has been on top of his game searching and finding people. He's really done a nice job tracking people down. And one of the things that we have been searching for the truth on is this disagreement Brian and I have. So Brian insists that Ice Cube, of NWA fame and now of movie fame, Ice Cube lived in Minnesota somewhere. And you used Minnesota as a reference when you said, That's why, you know, it's beautiful up there. That's why Prince and Ice Cube live there. And Prince, I knew about
Prince. Prince is from there.
Yeah, I knew that. Now, you insisted that Ice Cube also has...
At one point.
Had a house. And,
yeah.
And it was like you threw it out there like common knowledge.
Yeah.
So,
did I?
Yeah, you were
was
just
I,
like,
was
well,
I
Prince,
confident?
You were just like, Prince and Ice Cube, Minnesota. Yeah. So I just said, I don't think that sounds weird to me. So Mikey B tracked down Ice Cube.
What?
Yep, tracked the guy down.
Bloodhound.
He really has been. And he got Ice Cube's number. Got the guy's cell phone number. And he texted Ice Cube. And what'd you say in the text to Ice Cube?
What's up, Ice?
No, you didn't.
I said, what's up, Ice Cube? This is Mike with CBS Sports Radio. I produced a morning show on the same network as Jim Rome. He was a Jim Rome guest. So I had to bring it all together.
Oh, I love how you have to throw that out there because nobody knows who we are.
My host, Greg Giannotti, and CBS college football analyst and sex icon, Brian Jones. Brian said you lived in Minnesota and had a home there. We're trying to answer this debate, if you could shed some light on it. Ha ha. Thanks, Mike.
Oh.
Ha ha. What the?
You can't do a ha ha to Ice Cube.
He's a ha ha guy.
You can't do LOL. It's too it's way too verbose.
Ah.
It just should have been, I work for CBS Sports Radio, the same network as Jim Rome. I'm a producer here, trying to settle a debate.
Mm-hmm.
Not even try to settle a debate. Do you have a house in Minnesota? This came up on the air today. You know, then it would, yes, no. I mean, but ha ha. CBS college football analyst. He gives a crap about any of that? Care about us?
Get to it.
Ha ha.
You gotta have his attention for that long. He's trying to find out where Allen Iverson is.
The only time, I'll use a ha ha. When I actually think someone said something funny, I'll use it. Or if I'm using a ha ha in that context, it's just to make sure that the person understands that I'm joking, because there's a lot of people out there that don't get sarcasm via text. Mm-hmm. So if I want to make sure that you know that I'm not serious with whatever barb I may be texting you, then you add the ha-ha. With this, you don't need the ha-ha to Ice Cube. Ha-ha. He probably would have responded if you left the ha-ha out of there.
Like, who would this corny mile follow?
I'll text him again.
Ha-ha delete.
Without the ha-ha. And we'll see what happens.
Well, but now he's already got that text. It's going to come up in the same conversation.
I'll use a different phone.
You're going to use a different phone?
Yeah, I'll use a different phone. I'll ask my wife if I can borrow her phone.
Pete,
and we'll text Ice.
That won't be creepy.
Pete, let's use your phone here.
Okay.
Pete, you type out the text. Don't tell us what it is. Just type it out, and we'll see how you would handle this.
Okay.
All right? We'll compare the two.
We'll do it in this break.
Who else are you ha-haing?
Not many people. I'll have to check my records.
Who else are you ha-haing?
I mean, honestly, when you're trying to get these guests, did you ha-ha or LOL the Alabama PR guy that ripped you to shreds?
No, I just took it. Took it hard.
You should have said LOL to him when he was on the phone. Like, are you kidding me? You're going to get me fired.
Let's see,
LOL.
Nothing with Booger this week.
No ha-ha to him.
No ha-ha with him.
So this is not
Espinoza,
ha-ha to David Griffin when I got his cell.
Okay, but this is not a common occurrence, your ha-ha.
Doesn't look like it.
You just felt like ha-ha and Ice Cube.
I thought that would be a good move, and it didn't work.
Oh, my God.
Ha-ha. No ha-has with Greg Cosell.
All right. See, so I don't understand why you broke out the ha-ha with the most famous guy.
For the hip, dude.
Yeah, the ha-ha.
You don't want to be corny with the hip, dude.
Right. Okay. I'll try something different.
I mean, you said ha-ha, my father after. That would have been good.
No ha-ha with Eugene Monroe, but he didn't get back.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe you should have used it then.
Yeah.
You know,
because he was high.
Probably. Guy loves him some weed. All right, we still got to get to the bottom of this Ice Cube Minnesota thing. Because I need to know the answer to this. I have to know. And you're starting to back down, too. I think that you're now questioning yourself. I think you are.
Maybe I misheard, maybe I didn't. That's all I'm going to say.
Okay.
Ha-ha.
Keep up with the latest on the show on Twitter, @GeoandJones. Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
But this game preview first is brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings. If your weekends are reserved for football, then you should be watching the games at B-Dubs, where all the fans are there for the same reason to watch sports. Buffalo Wild Wings, wings, beer, sports. The Yankees and Red Sox. It was Yankees, Red Sox, Yankees, Mets, the Yankees, Red Sox again. Tonight, 7:10 Eastern Time from Fenway Park in Boston.
The Yankees now four games back of Boston after sweeping the New York Mets, and the teams will hook up again in the Bronx August 31st through September the 3rd.
One of the things that we've been searching for is Brian's claim that Ice Cube is, or at least lived at some point in Minnesota. I thought that was a little odd, couldn't get any proof on it. Well, there's a man on the line right now who is supporting your argument that this indeed did happen. Now, Mikey B. texted Ice Cube to try to get him on the show. It was a horrible text. It was probably, 150 words in that text? And then he ended it with ha-ha. So we've got technical director Pete Bilotti, who is writing a text right now.
He's much hipper.
That we're going to send in just a second. But let's first get to Randy in Little Rock, who's got some thoughts on this. Randy, good morning. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Fellas, how we doing?
Good, Randy. What's up?
Well, like I said, I don't know if he lived in Minnesota, but if you listen to the song, it's not How You Like Me Now, but I think it's What Can I Do? On bootlegs and B-sides, Ice Cube does reference living in Minnesota, having his own crew, because if you listen to the song, you'll see what I'm talking about, because I can't play it due to the fact we got a lot of cuss words.
Randy, you are right about this. Mikey B got the lyrics for me, and here we go with the lyrics. Ready? You guys listening? Yeah. Randy, you ready for this?
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
All right, here we go. Streets dried up, used to think it would last, but being a kingpin is a thing of the past. They tried to blast me for selling a boulder. Now I got my ass in Minnesota. Got my own crew. It's on brand new.
Randy, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Now this is, he didn't really try to sell a boulder though, remember? So this could just be hyperbole.
Yeah. No. Now maybe you know what the boulder represents, right?
Crack.
Or cocaine, yeah.
Well, crack rock, right?
Yeah. Or some rocks, yeah.
Well, because it'd be a rock. It's crack. Rock.
Yeah, excuse me.
Yeah, I'm just trying to make sure we know we're on the same page here.
Okay.
Haha.
A huge crack rock.
Yeah, it's funny. What I read is the only thing I could read in this entire song.
Which song is that?
What Can I Do? What Can I Do? All right, I still don't believe it. I want to hear.
Thank you, Randy. Yes.
I got to hear it from the horse's mouth. That's why
at one point he lived in Minnesota.
That's why we've gotten Ice Cube's cell phone number. Mikey B totally botched the text to him.
But
so
you would allow that? That's more evidence on my side.
It is
correct.
It certainly is. Yes. It's not looking good for me at this point. But I still want to hear it from Ice Cube.
Mm-hmm.
So Mikey B, your text one more time, which you wrote to Ice Cube that he ignored.
Do I have to?
Yeah.
All right.
Come on, man. Where is it?
Wow.
Was your phone that slow?
Sorry, this thing went out.
No, the operator is.
Hold on. Trying to find the... Here we go. What's up, Ice Cube? This is Mike with CBS Sports Radio. I produce the morning show on the same network as Jim Rome. My hosts are Greg Giannotti and CBS college football analyst Brian Jones. Brian said you had a home in Minnesota.
Damn, that's a lie.
We're trying to answer this debate if you can shed some light on it. Ha ha. Thanks, Mike.
All right, so I said to our technical director, music DJ of the show, Pete Bilotti, Republican Pete, Pistachio Pete, Wrestling Pete, come up with a better text and send it from your phone. So I told him to write it. I didn't give him any advice. I just said write it. So, Pete, what'd you come up with?
Just kept it simple. Ice Cube. It's Pete with the Geo and Jones Morning Show at CBS Sports Radio. We're trying to solve a debate. Did you live in Minnesota at any point?
It's Pete. Oh, damn, Pete on the line.
He had me at Ice Cube. It's Pete.
Keeping it simple.
Yeah. Hey, dog. It's Pete. Petey Pete, you know.
That was funny. You win just based on Ice Cube. It's Pete.
Thank you.
Oh, no, no, damn, Pete.
Yeah. Oh, damn.
Delete. Sneaky Pete from back in the day.
Ice Cube is Pete.
I can pretend to be Allen Iverson.
That would be good. Yeah. That would be good.
This is AI. Mm. Sorry.
Change my number.
I haven't returned your calls. And
why don't you
MIA.
Do stuff like that?
I do. Trust me, I get creative.
I mean, you should do something like that. Oh, say you're somebody else. I think he should send that. I think that's a good text.
I'm Pete.
Yeah.
Hey, dog, it's Pete.
Yeah.
We in trouble.
I just love Hey Ice Cube.
It's Pete.
Oh, it's just Ice Cube.
Oh,
Ice
just Cube? Ice Cube? Ice Cube, it's Pete. What do you think? Are you going to approve that one? Send it off?
He's going to get the same response.
which is not it, right?
Who the hell is Pete?
Yeah. Well, he said from CBS Sports Radio, I think. But you got
go
it.
For it.
All right, send it off. There it goes. Hit send. Ice Cube. At some point in this weekend where you're walking around Long Beach, Long Island, getting an ice cream with your girlfriend Bridget, Ice Cube is going to text you back, and that's going to get you some action.
Woo!
The day's going to take a turn.
Look who just texted me, girl.
Yep, that's what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Let's go to Marvell.
He goes, Ice Cube, it's Pete, and it worked. All right, DeMaurice Smith is the head of the NFLPA. And, of course, they're all fired up with a lot of things. And the latest is the Ezekiel Elliott suspension. Mm-hmm. And DeMaurice Smith said, quote, a work stoppage in 2021 is almost a virtual certainty. So I've been saying for months now that the only way that this stuff is going to get fixed is if they get serious with it. And the NFL took them to the woodshed in the last negotiations. And what they did, the NFL, was they dangled stuff out there that they weren't serious about and acted like they were serious about it. And then when they took it off the table, they pretended like, wow, you really got a big victory on us, when they didn't really even care about it.
Right.
For example, the 18-game schedule. So they knew that the players couldn't stand the idea of the 18-game regular season schedule. And the NFL stuck by that, and they thought that this was the thing that was going to change the game. And boy, we're not going to budge on this 18-game schedule. And then when they took it off the table, at that point, the players were like, yeah, we got them. We conceded. And the NFL, look, we took away the 18-game schedule we love so much, but then kept the personal conduct policy,
right,
kept the franchise tag, the transition tag, the contracts, the structure. All of that stuff was still in there. And they were even able to get the whole rookie wage scale thing changed, too. So the NFL won in a big way there. So the only way that you're really, really going to be taken seriously is if you not get locked out, but you strike. And you strike for a long time. And I know that there's a pool of money that the NFLPA has been growing and growing and growing through the dues that you have to pay to be in the union to take care of a situation like this. DeMaurice Smith and others have talked about players, be smart, tuck some money away in the future. I mean, it's still 4 years away,
right,
3.5 years away, whatever it is. But if you're a guy who's in your second year of your career, you know you're going to be playing for a long time, or hope to, start packing some money away. That's the only way things are going to change, because they're so far behind some of these other sports unions. I mean, they really need to do something about it.
Oh, definitely. And the fact that DeMaurice Smith has acknowledged that they haven't seen the benefits it thought it would when it agreed to the current CBA. And remember, there was a lockout then. Of course, there were no games missed. I believe it was a 132-day lockout prior to the both sides entering into this current agreement. So that's the only way they're going to make any inroads. They're trying to do a course correction. They got bamboozled during the last negotiation. So now they need to go back when this deal is up and really put their foot down and make sure they get a little bit more than they received it in the last negotiation. So it's gonna take missing some games. I think that's the only leverage the players really have. They're gonna have to miss some games to hold these owners accountable. And aside from that, what other leverage do you have? Nothing.
Yeah, there isn't a damn thing. And then the NFL will probably go to replacement players and thinks that they can get away with that.
I'm going back to camp.
Would you?
Man, you crazy.
But then you'd be crossing the picket line,
yeah,
man.
I'd pull a Hammy just getting out of the car.
Oh, I hope they'd have a tryout. We'd have to go, all of us.
A tryout for what?
Well, if there was replacement players.
Oh, no. Oh, you'd go?
Definitely, just for the experience.
There's some quality players.
I'm sure there would be. I mean, there'd be a lot of D1 guys that were not undrafted free agents that were just on the cusp.
They better not cross that picket line.
Yeah.
Nope.
I could, though.
You do it?
I don't have any relationship with the NFLPA.
Didn't they make a movie about that receiver who did that in Philly?
Yeah, Vince Papale.
Was that Wahlberg who played that guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Vince Papale. Russell in Montgomery, Alabama.
Russell.
He's got an idea what we should text Ice Cube. Russell, good morning. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, fellas?
Hey, man.
Man, listen, just get a burner phone and say, yo, Cube, this is Ray Ray back in the day. Where you stay in Minnesota?
Thank you. Speaking language.
Yeah, you know, Russell, it's a good idea. I don't even think we need a burner phone because he doesn't know anybody that has the numbers that we have. We can just do it from any phone. But you're right. Yeah, you know what? We should do that.
And then send him some connected sausage, too.
Wait, you said
what?
A naked selfie? Is that what you said?
Some Kaneka sausage.
Oh,
Kaneka sausage.
Oh, thank goodness, Russell. You got me scared.
You put the plug in for Kaneka, man.
Not a naked anything. Don't put a naked anything.
That's some good sausage.
You know what the guy used to do back in the day? Nah, don't send him naked nothing.
All right, Russell. I like it, man. I like the idea.
Giving the plug to Kaneka sausage. That's good sausage.
I thought he said it. Send him a naked selfie. And I was like, what? Naked selfie?
Oh, here's Little Pete.
Far from little.
Oh! I heard that.
Give me a break.
Why are you so confident about this?
Salting.
No, I meant like. Never mind.
Yeah, Ice Cube. It's Pete. Imagine that the picture was attached to that. Oh man! All right. See, Chris Sims' name was everywhere. Just the other day, because he said something again that he said like 3 years ago about the taking money from boosters, and like in his head, the headlines, like he already said this.
Where are you?
He said this.
Or where were you?
I mean, it wasn't 3 years ago. It might have been a year ago. I think he said it on WFAN, didn't he? And people wrote about it then. And he now says it again. And then everybody's running. I remember, you know what? It was definitely while we were doing this show because I asked you about it.
Right.
When he said it. So, I don't know. Whatever.
$100 handshakes?
Right. $100 handshakes.
What's wrong with that?
That's his, like, thing.
That happens all the time, doesn't it?
Yeah.
2015 on CBS Sports Radio.
Right.
Yeah. He already said this. Why is it such a big deal now?
Well, maybe because people heard it. Gio and Jones coming right back. CBS Sports Radio.
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.